Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Boogie check, boogie check, ooh ah.
And a fine tune it is too. Just a little side note. Do you realize that one of the people saying boogie check, ooh ah, has been selected by People Magazine as one of the sexiest men in the world? Just thought I'd throw that in there. Oh, and a fine tune it is, too. Good evening, Boogie Checkers, and a good evening to you. Tis I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogular Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Well, then, if so, stop everything you're doing and give me a call at 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200 to participate in the Boogie Check of Life. The Boogie Check of what? The Boogie Check of Life. What does that mean? That means that anything that happens in life can happen on the Boogie Check. But that's not my job. That's up to you. 312-981-7200. Once again, 312-981-7200. Now, you know that very nice person, Bob Surratt, does a great morning program here at WGN. It starts at 5 a.m. Oof. And in the first 30 minutes, between 5 and 5:30, he takes the first call and gives them a prize. So let's steal that idea right now. 312-981-7200. First call will receive a prize. That's right. 312-981-7200. Get a prize now. Don't wait till later. Get a prize now. 312-981-7200. The calls are going to there they go. I can see Tom's got a receiver to his ear. Hopefully he has a phone call, too. 312-981-7200. John, calm down. You've had a little bit too much caffeine and you're going a little fruity on us. 312-981-7200. I believe I've said that more than I need to. By the way, tonight's program will conclude at the end of this Boogie Check because we're going to go into Blackhawks pregame with Joe Brand. However, tomorrow, whoo, look out. I believe it's a hot 45 minutes from 7 to 7:45. More details on that excitement coming up later. Robert, are you there?
Hello, yes, I am, John.
How are you, Robert? What's going on? What are you doing?
I am driving home from work right now.
You know, a lot of people who come on Boogie Check are doing that. Where do you work?
I work at the Villa Park Walmart.
You know what? Now, this is an unexpected plug. But I was online today, and they're talking about the Walmart. It's not actually Black Friday like it was. It's not the day after Thanksgiving, but they're doing a promotion, and they got some sort of 65-inch 4K ultra-high-definition Vizio TV for like $550 or something like that. Is that right?
Yes, we have unbelievable deals going on.
I actually looked at that. I'm like, do I need another TV? Probably not. I already have a 65-inch. I have a 55-inch. But look at that price. Wow.
You can't beat that.
You cannot beat that.
No, never. You can never have enough TVs.
What Walmart do you work for, Robert? Where is it?
In Villa Park.
Oh, I'm sorry. You did say that. You said, yeah. Well, who knows? I may be, oh, man, I've got that itch. Boy, you see a big screen TV and those prices come down again.
Super Bowl Sunday.
You're a natural born salesperson.
I try to be.
Well, good. You're also the first caller, and you receive a prize. Congratulations. You know,
thank you, sir.
You're going to get a desktop weather station from American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling. I want to get Dick and Elizabeth on. I would really like to get Dick and Elizabeth on. They do the commercials. They go, hi, I'm Dick, I'm Elizabeth. They give us these weather stations to give away, and they're great stuff because Boy, you know, we got a lot of weather around here, if you haven't noticed. You've got a desktop weather station from American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. Robert, drive carefully, and if I don't talk to you beforehand, have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, John.
And stay on the line. Sorry. Stay on the line. Let's, 312-981-7200. Let's go to Shannon. Hello, Shannon.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good. My husband and I are just driving, and we came upon your radio station because we're new to the area.
Oh, really?
And we're driving home from Naperville to Lake Geneva.
Where are you originally?
We moved out here about 10 months ago from Los Angeles, California.
You're crazy. What'd you do that for?
I know.
Oh,
well,
I'm sorry.
It was crazy to stay in Los Angeles anymore.
Oh, I know. The prices are just... My daughter lives in Los... I have two daughters who live in Los Angeles. And I know that the prices there are beyond belief. And I know that there's a significant, let's say, migration of people who lived in L.A. moving out of there simply because they don't want to... They can't afford it anymore.
You can't afford it. And also the crime was getting pretty bad. Unfortunately, the homeless situation.
I mean, like a bathroom costs $3.5 million or something. I mean, it's just...
Oh, yeah.
Insane.
Well, we were lucky. We were in a one-bedroom rent control for $1,700.
Wow. In what city? Did you say Los Angeles?
It was in West Los Angeles, just 1 mile north of Santa Monica.
Oh, yeah. My daughter used to live in Santa Monica. That's a nice area. That's, you know, a lot of
it
movies.
It is, if you can get in there. I lived in Santa Monica for about 20 years, but I kept moving every year to chasing the lower rent.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, so where did you say you're going from? You're going to Lake Geneva now?
Yeah, we moved to Lake Geneva 10 months ago. I grew up there, and I was just figured it was just time to come home.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't take the homeless situation anymore, the crime, and just didn't feel safe anymore.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it there because I visited my daughter there, and I'd be in L.A., and I'd take an exit and go to an underpass. And as soon as I got to the underpass, it was like there was an extra city there of, you know.
It's like almost, that everywhere there now, everywhere.
Man,
they don't really show it on the news. They show Venice Beach.
Yeah.
But it's almost every single block in Los Angeles, there's somebody in some sort of homeless distress or outright using drugs right in front of you.
Right. By the way, how did you discover WGN then?
Well, I kind of remembered WGN or I remember WLS when I was a kid, but I have WGN on my Facebook.
Oh, good.
And so we just started going through the radio, and then we got your stories about the animals, and we stopped to listen, and then we just got hooked.
Well, that is so nice. Thank you so much, Shannon, for calling, and drive carefully, and have a great Thanksgiving if I don't talk to you before then. Let's go to Alan. Hey, Alan, you're on Boogie Check. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What's up with you?
Just working.
What do you do?
I'm looking out at the FedEx building.
Oh, what's it like now? Are you guys, overwhelmed, or what's happening?
Not too bad right now. By next week, it will be.
Has this supply chain thing had any kind of impact on your job?
I actually don't work for FedEx straight, but I work out here, but I do watch what's going on.
Yeah.
Don't look like it. I see packages everywhere.
Well, that's good to know. Okay. Well, anything else you care to contribute, Alan? Anything else you wanted to say?
Not really. I don't like the cold coming. That kind of thing. These buildings ain't actually heated, so it's a little chilly.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, thanks for calling. Thanks for calling in, and have a great night. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Carl. Hey, Carl, you're on Boogie Check. Hello.
Gentlemen, John and Tom, picture this.
Yes.
I'm here in the basement with my black denim trousers and motorcycle boots.
Boots,
my
yeah.
feet up on an old orange crate, admiring my mug.
Oh, your WGN mug?
Oh, yeah.
No, no, no. I was talking about my face, actually.
Ah, where's the rim shot? Hey, now.
Hey, but seriously, guys, John and Tom, thank you. I just actually received the WGN mug yesterday. It's very nice. Thank you.
Well, you're very, very welcome.
What do you drink out of it there, Carl?
Tea.
Ooh.
Or nice. Anything he wants. Yeah.
If Jack Daniels?
Sure. If that's what works for you. I think Jack wouldn't mind. I don't think Jack has a specific kind of... I don't think he has a specific drinking vessel that he's carried about. And I think Jack will let you take it right out of the bottle, too.
May I give you an example of how cold it is outside?
Certainly. How cold is it?
Thank you. I was just out there. And you won't believe it, but I saw a turkey with a cape on.
And on that note, we bid you adieu. Thank you, Carl. 312-981-7200. Let's go to David. Hello, David. You're on Boogie Check.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for your show.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for listening to it.
Well, listen, I have apartments, and because of living here with Mayor Leftfoot, the taxes and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Dramatically up.
Yep.
So I had a conversation with a tenant that their lease is coming up, mm-hmm. and I was forced to raise the rent by $100. You know.
Yeah.
And they told me this is a lot of money. You know, I raised it from $900 to $1,000, and you know, it's just one of those things that I think people need to be reminded. The people who own property, it's been so hard for me to do this. I've just been putting it off, you know. And
I understand.
I just got through having that conversation with the lady, and I don't feel good about that. But
I know
the numbers are the numbers, you know. And it's just
I understand.
It's something that I wanted to share.
Thanks.
You
know, all right. It's a boogie check, but it's also part therapy. If you need to get something off of your chest that's bothering you, this is the place to do it. Because why? We don't charge anything.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, David. All right. Take it easy. Yeah, there's no way around any of this.
Yeah, can we get that on a billboard somewhere? You know, what? John Landecker, cheaper than therapy.